What sizzles your bacon?
What butters your biscuit?
We are two salty servers bitching about brunch.
I'm Karen.
And she's Linda.
We're from
How Do You Like Your Eggs? So my name's Linda, and I've been in the industry for almost 20 years. I'm originally from Philadelphia, so you will hear the cursing and definitely the East Coast anger.
And I'm over here, Karen. I have about 10 years in the industry, and I might as well be a Canadian with the rate that I apologize, so look out.
She's going to apologize a lot.
I'm so sorry.
So today we went to go start up for this podcast, and went to, what store was that?
Well, I don't know if I should be saying their name either.
So we went to a nerdy store that I know nothing of.
It's
but Karen is the IT and computer person over here. And we went to this place to go try and find a splitter so we could wear headphones and stuff like that. And we go in, and after looking forever, we finally decide to ask somebody to help us. And he acts like we know nothing. Yeah, we know nothing. He knows everything.
It's just really frustrating. It's what keeps me away from ordering things in person. I'd rather use Amazon.
Yeah, after not being able to find it, we were like, okay, thanks, bye. And we've been trying to get this podcast together for a couple of months now, and we're finally just doing it. We're winging it.
Yep. I think my personal worst experience was this person who said he worked in the industry. After suggesting to him three different items from our menu, he says, everything's been great except for one piece of advice.
Advice.
Verbal tip, everybody. Hashtag verbal tip.
I hate a verbal tip. I don't want your verbal tip. It doesn't pay my bills.
He says to me, everything's been great except for you need to be more aggressive. I can't hear a word you're saying. And it's like, oh, sir, I'm really happy to repeat myself for you. But I know that I have a soft speaking voice. I'm like a walking Seinfeld episode. I'm the low talker.
So he was pissed that you were nice.
Yes, he was pissed that I was nice, pissed that I was happy.
But if you came over saying, what the fuck do you want?
Right. Things that I can't really control. I proceeded to just whisper to him the rest of his story.
Just to piss him off.
Just to piss him off.
He's like, I'm gonna
say, well, can I get you anything else, sir?
Tales from the Crypt over there.
At the end of the day, it's like, where do you work, sir?
Yeah, tell me where you work, because if you worked in the industry, you wouldn't say you worked in the industry and then try to give me some fucking advice. Mm-hmm. My fucking advice is keep your mouth closed then.
How is your food? How are your drinks? How is the rest of everything? Was I lacking in service or food quality by speaking in my natural tone? No.
Ugh. I just hate people. If Karen is the nicest and gets the most compliments out of anybody
Linda,
her job.
Linda, stop.
And literally for somebody to come in and be like, little piece of advice, be aggressive. No. Fuck you, sir. Fuck you. I hate when people say that they're in the industry. They come in with their fucking indie cards and they get 20% off their whole bill and they're like, I'm in the industry. And then I'm not even going to leave you 20% of what the original bill was.
Tip on the original.
Yeah.
Just a word from the wise.
Yeah. You got discounts and all that, and then you're tipping 20% of the discounted bill when you got $20 off is not good.
Unacceptable.
Especially if you're in the industry. You should know.
I think my biggest customer pet peeves is when they drink a lot of water and I have to refill it constantly. Like, if I have to go around the room,
I don't know why, but that pisses me the fuck off. I'm like, stop drinking the water so fast!
If I have to refill any of your beverages more than three times, you have a problem.
You end up getting weeded because every time you turn around, their water's empty and you're like, what the fuck? And you're like running over there and you're like, I'm going to get to, you hit your moment. And I feel like the people have to know you hit your moment is when you bring over a pitcher of water and you like put it down in the middle of the table and you're like, here you go, I'm not coming back now. Once you're done, you're done.
The server has cut you off.
I don't care how thirsty you are. Be dehydrated. Speaking of that.
I think I hate when people tell me that they're ready to order. They'll wave me down, they'll snap their fingers, and then as they're reading through, I can't find it, or,
The ums?
I love the ums.
And you're like looking around and you see yourself getting sat with four other tables and you're like, would you like some more time? I can come back in a minute. No, we're ready. And you're like,
frantically, your heart is racing.
And then your eyes get bigger and that annoyance of stare where you're like, hurry the fuck up now. You start looking around and you're like, I have other tables. You are not my only table. Oh, one of my pet peeves is when all the food comes over and you bring over 3 to 4 plates, as many as you can carry, and they're like, I never got my bacon. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to get that hand that grew out of my middle of my stomach to pull that bacon over for you? No.
It's coming, ma'am.
Yeah. So, oh, sorry, I didn't have enough hands to carry it. And they're like, oh, no, it's okay. Even though you were just pissed 2 seconds ago when you asked me angrily where the rest of your food was.
Earlier this weekend, we had a situation where one of our chefs walked out and our whole kitchen slowed down. So we were telling people as we were seating them that food would take a long time. And the servers were telling them food would take a long time. And yet, when food took a long time, people were still shocked, surprised.
Yeah, saying that they didn't want to pay for the whole bill because they waited so long. And I'm like, so when you wait in line for 4 hours for a new iPhone, do you get a discount on that? Or if you wait in line for clothes, do you only have to pay for half of them? No. You ate your food, you came here, you waited. I'm sorry that it took so long, but you still have to pay for your food.
Do most restaurants have a staff bathroom? Because ours does not. Do you shit where you eat? Because we do.
Ugh. Have you ever had somebody shit all over the back of the fucking toilet and then move to the wall? Like the wall? Really? How do you do that? Do you lift your ass up and just spray on the wall?
It seems intentional to me.
It is. It for sure is. Oh man, like that nice old lady that one day.
Yes.
When she left and she was like, oh, thank you so much, ladies. Have a great day. And you came out and you're like, she ruined the bathroom.
Absolutely destroyed it. Yeah, have a great day, ma'am. I'll be busy cleaning your shit up.
One good story is we were having our toilets redone at work and they took the toilet off the ground and it was sitting like in a place where a toilet shouldn't be. Like you could see the drain up and there was a note on the fucking stall that said, do not use out of order. And somebody came in and took the biggest fucking shit in that toilet. And my boss told me to scoop it out.
That is above your pay grade.
And I was like, oh, hell no, I'm not. The biggest shit. I should have taken a picture because it was the biggest shit I've ever seen. Like, this person must have not been able to hold it. And there was so much fucking toilet paper in the toilet. But you could see it wasn't attached to the ground. There was no water in it. There was no nothing. Like, you couldn't go next door and use the bathroom. Or even walk into the ladies' room. I don't care. At least you're not shitting in a fucking toilet that isn't connected to the ground.
That's like using a Home Depot or an IKEA toilet.
Yeah, I've cleaned some nasty things up. Like puke out of a urinal.
The underside of the booths.
Oh. We one had on video this kid throwing up a mimosa, but instead of just letting it happen, he put his hand over his mouth, so when he puked, it sprayed. And we had it on camera and watched it multiple times.
Thanks for joining us for our first podcast. I'm Karen.
And I'm Linda.
And this is...
How do you like your eggs? Remember, don't get your panties in a brunch.
Want to be on the show? We're looking for guest speakers.
As long as you're not some creepo from like Craigslist or something.
We want all of your customer experiences. The good, the bad, the horrendous. Contact us at secretbrunch@mail.com.
We try to keep everything anonymous. And when you submit your stories, you can be honest in your stories, but we will change all the names and locations of things. Or come up with hilarious names for restaurants that don't even exist. So people don't know what you did to your customer. If you have stories of you doing something evil to them.
We want your stories. We don't want you getting fired.
Exactly.